This month, Ozarks at Large, along with several other outlets across the country, is participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, a nonpartisan campaign dedicated to the rediscovery and recommitment of democratic values and institutions. Throughout November, we're exploring civics, government, and public service. Today, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda speaks with Jennifer Price, Director of Elections for Washington County, about accepted forms of identification that you must bring with you when you head to the polls in Arkansas.
The main thing is it must be issued by the state of Arkansas, the federal government, or a post-secondary educational institution located in the state of Arkansas. So examples of that would be, and it has to have your photo on it, and it has to have your name on it. So examples would be an Arkansas driver's license, or if you're not driving anymore, but you have one of those Arkansas state IDs, that would work. A U.S. passport, a U.S. passport card. You know, sometimes people don't get the full passport, but they get the little card. A military ID. It could be your student ID from, it doesn't have to be the University of Arkansas. It could be, you know, if NWAC does it, or if NIT, or even if you go to a beauty school, as long as it's an accredited, post-secondary accredited institution in Arkansas and it has your photo and your name on it, that would qualify. So the basic ones, obviously, is the driver's license and the U.S. passport. We see about 90% Arkansas driver's license, and then mostly the rest would be student IDs. But certainly, as long as it falls into that guideline of being issued by the state of Arkansas, the federal government, or post-secondary educational institution located in Arkansas. Now, if, let's say, and this is the scenario we see most often, let's say you are no longer driving, but you've kept your driver's license as a form of ID. If it does have an expiration date on it, it cannot be expired for more than 4 years from the date of the election. So if you've held on to that driver's license as your form of ID and it's 10 years old, it would not qualify, but you would be eligible to vote that provisional ballot. You can sign that affirmation. You'll still be able to vote on election day. You do have another option. You can go to the county clerk's office and you can receive a free photo ID for voting purposes only. It's not one that you can use to cash checks, and it's not one that you could use as a, you know, when you buy drinks or anything like that. It is strictly for voting purposes only, and so you would be able to get that free card from the county clerk's office if you don't have any other form of ID and you wanted to get one.
And so because there's always paperwork. What paperwork do I need to bring with me to prove I am who I am and to get that?
So essentially a lot of that paperwork is the same paperwork that you would present at the DMV to get that state-issued ID. You would have to bring in, and there's a list of it, and we'll have it posted on our website, but there's a list of things that you would have to bring in, such as a birth certificate, a Social Security card, something with your name, your address on it, but there is a list of different things that you would have to bring in. The difference is it's free. And so if you were to have those documents, but you didn't have the money to get that ID from the DMV, this is an option for you.
And I have a feeling your line is probably shorter than the DMV line.
It probably is. However, in the years that we've done this, I think they've only issued 4.
Really?
Yes, because the way the law is written, and it allows you to, if you're unable to show ID, and we allow voters, they're eligible to vote that provisional ballot, it gives the voters the opportunity to cast a ballot on election day without having the ID. And so so we don't find a lot of voters have actually taken advantage of that, but we do have several voters who vote that provisional ballot for various reasons why they're unable to show ID, and their ballots do count. It's important to know, too, a lot of times people go through that whole process and they vote that provisional ballot and they think, it's going to stay in that envelope and no one really cares what happens to it. And it's just set aside because my vote doesn't count. Or what does one vote count in the whole, you know, 80,000 votes that are cast on election day? I want to assure all the voters that we count every single ballot that's eligible to count, even if it doesn't impact the outcome of the race. We include all of those ballots, provisional, the ones that come in from overseas, before that 10-day deadline. We include those all in our certification when we finalize the election, because every vote does count. So when you cast that provisional ballot, and we will give you a letter on election day stating the reason why you cast the provisional ballot, who you need to contact, if you have any questions about it, you will receive a letter from our office stating that your ballot did or did not count. So just rest assured that you've gone through all that paperwork. We take it very seriously and we'll process it. And if your ballot is eligible to be counted, it is included in those certification numbers, even if it doesn't change the outcome of the election.
That was Director of Elections for Washington County, Jennifer Price, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda as part of our Civics Education Series. All this month, Ozarks at Large and other media outlets are participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, an effort to explore and explain civics and government. You can learn more at purpleprojectfordemocracy.org.